the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Well, we're here. I've just driven up the beautiful narrow road in Donegal to make it to Wild Ireland. All I can see this morning arriving here is a real winter wonderland, beautiful trees, lights, and a real sense of nature all around me. Cillian McLaughlin is the man behind all of it. Cillian, hello, how are you? It looks wonderful.
Hey Richard, nice to see you again and welcome to Wild Ireland, or as it's known for the month of December, the Wild Arctic.
So it's turned into the Arctic. The weather hasn't anyway, which is good.
Well, there have been a few nights where Santa has brought the Arctic weather with him indeed, but yeah, it's a nice crisp, cool morning. So,
well, will we take a look around then?
Absolutely, yeah. So this is the start of the journey to the Wild Arctic. Donica, come on buddy. Come on. I'll get some grass.
We love grass.
He's coming over, Cillian.
He is. These are the two brown bears, Dunica and Rianach. At this time of the year, Richard, we're very lucky to see them awake because during the winter they really slow down and they don't quite hibernate. Bears go into a state of torpor, which is similar to hibernation except for they're not completely asleep. So yeah, our bears do wake up for a couple of hours every day, go for a wander around. But as you can see, Richard, they're very slow. They're a bit like ourselves at this time of the year.
They're a bit like us after Christmas.
After Christmas, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So they've been eating their Christmas dinner every day during the late summer and into the autumn in preparation for winter. And this is as fat as you'll ever see these bears.
But their metabolism would slow down, so they don't need as much food now because of that torpor.
Exactly. Everything slows down in the body. Even their heart rate slows down from 60 beats a minute to down to about 6 beats a minute when they're fully in torpor. And
whereas the likes of the wolves in colder weather, they probably need to eat more, do they?
Exactly, they eat a lot more. It is actually a very good time to be a predator in the winter because the prey species are weak and they're easier to catch and they can get bogged down in the snow. So wolves and lynx actually do a lot better in the winter time.
So this is the food store here for all the animals, Cillian.
Exactly. This is our main store here at the park. Behind you there, you can see all the various dry feeds that we have.
Boxes and boxes of food.
Yeah, and bags and everything you imagine out there. And then behind us here, Richard, we have our walk-in fridges and freezers. So in the freezer, we have salmon, mackerel, trout, chicken, quail, day-old chicks, pork heart, kidneys, mice, rats, you name it, pretty much. Everything and anything you can imagine.
It's a bit like our fridge at home.
Christmas time, yeah, exactly.
What's that, Cillian?
So that's a lynx calling. And they're a big cat that was once native to Ireland.
They're well able to cope with the weather and everything.
Absolutely, yeah, they've a much thicker coat than you or I have on today.
How's business going? From you're constantly adding to the park. Have you brought in new things as well?
Yeah, when I first dreamed of building Wild Ireland, I kind of had an idea in my head of what it would look like. And unfortunately, I haven't been able to afford to do everything that I wanted to do initially. But over the last 5 years, my first thought was get the gates open, get people coming in, let's start rescuing animals. Because every animal here, as you know, has a story of sometimes quite heartbreaking stories about where they came from and how they ended up here at Wild Ireland. But the finished product isn't quite there yet, so I am working towards giving my animals more space here in the forest. We've just started in the background here, Richard. You can see our new bear forest, which will extend to several acres of forestry where the bears can roam. One of the things that I wanted to do at the start as well was to build an otter habitat with glass underwater viewing so you could actually see our native otter swimming underwater. That's under construction now at the moment, and I will get there. I just have to have patience and just chip away as and when I can afford to improve things.
With the bears, you rescue a lot of animals from abroad, and are you in the middle of bringing any new animals back, and is that a complicated process?
Very complicated. So we agreed to rehome two brown bears from Russia. Unfortunately, then the war broke out and it became almost impossible. So over the last 3 years, we've been trying to support these three bears until such a time as we can rescue them and bring them across the border into the EU and onwards to Ireland. But it's very, very difficult. Yeah, I'm dealing with two very different legal systems, the EU legal system and the Russian legal system, and trying to make those two mesh together at a time where nobody's talking to each other.
So does that mean you have to have a lawyer in Russia and everything?
Yeah, exactly. The Russian... I'm a lawyer myself, I'm a solicitor, and I know how difficult it is to navigate the legal system here in Ireland, but I was trying to navigate the Russian legal system. There's a lot of paperwork involved in it about the legal ownership of the bears and how they can move, because they're an endangered species, so they're a protected species, so there's a lot of paperwork to do.
So I see we have here Arctic foxes, Killian. Tell me a bit about them.
They're an amazing little fox. They're perfectly adapted to the cold. You can see that they've got a short little muzzle, they've got short ears, and they've got short little legs. And then they have this huge, big, bushy tail. And they look a bit out of proportion, but their extremities are reduced to preserve heat. And then they've got this massive, big, long, bushy tail that they can wrap right around their whole body and keep themselves warm in a blizzard and hunker down and get covered in snow and they're... well protected from the elements.
How do you manage with the elements and storms here? There was one recently there.
Yes, the storms can be quite challenging here, particularly in a forest environment. Trees often suffer. We had some damage during the last storm. The storm before that caused a lot more damage. I think pretty much everything that can be destroyed here by storms now has been destroyed. But the storms are coming more regularly now. I notice a big difference in the weather, even since I opened here 5 years ago, and it's quite alarming for somebody like me that's so in tune with nature and living outside and amongst it all the time. And something is definitely happening. There's something changing. And
you have to tie everything down when there's a storm coming.
Absolutely, yeah. Batten down the hatches, quite literally. Yeah, but we manage. We keep going. Deal with the power cuts and the big winds and everything else.
Will we go and have a look at some wolves then?
Yes, of course. Yeah, absolutely. Finn. Oh. Sometimes if I go away.
When it comes to Christmas then, do you think that Christmas has become, it feels very consumer lights rather than about the natural world?
I think that applies to the whole year. I think humans in general have lost touch with nature completely. We're out of sync with the seasons. Our ancestors understood very clearly how it all worked and where we fitted into that ecosystem. Now we manage it to suit ourselves. We manage wildlife. Wildlife has become an inconvenience, and we need nature more than nature needs us. And it's so important that we, you know, reacquaint ourselves with what we had and what we should still have, realise our place and where we fit in and how everything else should balance.
Killian, I've seen the wolves, I've seen the bears, I've seen practically everything in the wild. But the star of the show, the man himself, the VIP, is he here?
He is indeed, Richard. Would you like to follow me and we'll go and look for him in the wild Arctic?
Special appointment.
Yes.
Oh, this is beautiful. This really does feel winter snow Arctic.
Yeah, you can feel it and hear the snow crunching under your feet here. This is the portal to the wild Arctic. And if you come into the igloo, Richard...
I think that's the biggest igloo this side of the Arctic.
Yeah.
He's in here, is he?
Yes, indeed.
We'll see if he's in.
Ho, 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 and a merry Christmas! Hello, Richard! It's lovely to see you, Richard.
Santa, hello, how are you?
I'm good, Richard, and looking forward to seeing all the boys and girls at Christmas.
This is a trip down memory lane for me. It's a while now since I've seen Santa.
Oh, I know, Richard, and you're looking as young as you did when I first visited you in Christmas many years ago.
Well, I've been on the naughty list since about 1976, Santa. When am I getting off that?
Nobody is on the naughty list when they come to see Santa, Richard.
always remember that. All boys and girls are good. All adults are good.
Are you in training? Do you have to get fit for it, Santa?
You have to be fit, Richard. You really have to be fit. It's a long trail.
Don't break any rules of the road or the sky in that sled.
Oh, no, you can't drink and sleigh. People say to me here, do you want beer? I say no. Milk and biscuits is all Santa wants.
See you, Santa. Bye.
Happy Christmas, Richard.
That was such a lovely morning walking around Wild Ireland with Killian McLaughlin.